1 Fantasy Sports Show. It's the Wagner Wire, presented by Audiovisual Consultations.
What would you say you do here?
I don't like to brag, but I do a pretty convincing Omar from the HBO program The Wire.
I manage a baseball team.
Little League?
Fantasy.
All your fantasy sports updates.
Fantasy what?
Fantasy baseball. Got Matsui.
He's worth a million in prizes.
Obviously, you're not a golfer.
Hey, I got a hockey record.
That's interesting, man.
Now, the host from the East Coast. Here's Wax.
That was pretty classy.
To the White Noir, hour number two. So happy to be with you. We got a full show, a full studio. Myself, Keenan Womack, Jack A. Farrell behind a glass, and our special guest, we have Tom McKay and the kid. That's right, the CEO and owner of Audiovisual Consultations, sponsor of the show. Boom! Is on to, wow, that's a hard cliff, isn't it? Damn, that's a hard cliff, man. We have a whole bunch of friends on here to talk a little bit about hockey. The meltdown in Vegas, or is it just the comeback of all comebacks for our Dallas Stars? We'll be talking a little bit about that. We'll be talking more about the Larry O'Brien Association and the tournament going, or excuse me, the Larry O'Brien Trophy and the association going on with this tournament. Boston is looking like they're going to prevail somehow, the first team ever to come back from a 3-0 deficit. Now, on the other side with the NHL, do we have the Dallas Stars coming back from a 3-0 deficit? I was getting dragged already in here from these two because I considered Dallas down and out being at 3-0, and already they started, never, man. Wags, what's wrong with you? Never. Well, I'm a Washington Capitals fan, so, of course, I know defeat pretty much as a default. So, we're great in the regular season, and then we blow it in the playoffs, man. But it's great to have you guys. We got Tom McKay and the kid on. We also got Keenan Womack. Jack, yes, is trying to lead us in and off these Austin radio airwaves. It is the Wagner Wire, man. Guys, welcome to the show.
It's good to be here, guys.
It's awesome.
Yeah, this is your first. This is your first ride, right? In the saddle?
Yeah, this is crazy. I'm hearing myself in my ear and like speaking. It's cool.
You act like you're new to being on the microphone or something like that.
I mean, new to being on a microphone without people like seeing me or like having something else to do.
It's just me talking.
Yeah.
So you think like when I first started doing this, I was just like, oh my god, like so many people are going to be listening and everything, and then when you get into this, you just forget all about that because you're having the conversation with the people.
Yeah, it's way easier when you're like at a table,
right?
And there's
right.
like mics in front of you. Yeah, it's not so one-sided.
Instead of trying to give like a Sunday sermon that you would give if you're doing it solo, where
exactly.
it's just like you know you're preaching and you're giving like basically just a lecture, so that can be a little.
It cracks
bit.
Me up. She says this stuff coming from somebody who performs in front of thousands.
I know
of people
that's
and stuff
the
like,
thing.
Yeah, you know, okay, yeah, you're talking into a mic. Tough life, kid.
That's the thing. And we do have the kid, so we would be remiss if we didn't let our listeners know a little bit about the kid. So we're hinting at it and saying, you know, that she performs in front of audiences. What exactly do you perform, kid?
I've been doing musical theater for my whole life, so I'm going to school right now for theater and performance and just acting in general. I'm looking to do some studies in philosophy and writing and try to take that and run with it, maybe produce.
Where are you going? Now, I know where you're going to school, but I got to ask where you're going to
yeah,
school.
Yeah, so I go to school up in Boston.
Hey, she had to leave the city for a Boston team to do good. It's kind of funny.
I did. No, I fully did. I said it was the worst time ever to be a Bruins fan. I said, why did I torture myself with this?
Well, I mean, what seemed like, you know, you going up there actually made the Boston Bruins do a little bit better until they got into the playoffs.
Yeah, regular season, outstanding.
They had a cap season. They had a cap season. Mm-hmm. You know, they blew it. They got the President's Trophy, and then they got into the playoffs and did what we all know best, what the Washington Capitals do, man. But anyways, we do have game six, or excuse me, Game six coming up on Monday night, and that's where you guys are going. Well, I just got some news. Apparently, you're bringing an old friend to
BK. Brad Kellner's going to come up to watch the ball game with us.
One of the old voices of the Horn here, and our friend, and you know, he continues to do great work down there in Houston. Man, he's going to be making the trek up here to melt the ice down for Game Six. Man, I can only imagine what the hell you guys are going to do.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. Oh, actually, it's going to be a quick trip, too, though, because we actually have to come back Monday night and got to work Tuesday.
Wow. Ooh, yeah.
So, yeah, that'll be a little driving. Hopefully, BK can handle some of the drive time.
I'm sure he'll be able to get it done. So you're done for the summer, right? You're
absolutely. Pretty much,
you're down here the entire time?
I'm done until September 1st.
You're going to make this guy a little bit hell on earth here?
No, she's going to actually start work. She starts work this week, I think. She's Go yeah. tell him what you're doing.
Yeah. What you gonna, well, what, so what is the kid guy going on this summer?
The kid is I'm going to be a choreographer this summer at Georgetown Palace Theater. So come out to Georgetown Palace, support our summer camps, and the main stage shows are happening as well. But yeah, I'm going to be choreographing some 10 to 12 year olds and you doing know, a little jazz square here, a little grapevine there.
That's fantastic. So we do this thing, a segment on the show called Champions of Our Community. And without even putting this together, it seems like you've already, you know, kind of came in here and gave us a segment of Champions of the Community, because we do usually like to spotlight on people that are in our community and give back to, you know, the youth of our community. And I say that tongue-in-cheek, Camilla, but, I mean, that's what you're doing. You're doing tremendous stuff here with the Georgetown community. That's fantastic. Thank I didn't you. Even know that.
Yeah, no, they've. I grew up there. Like, that's where I found my love for it. And am I allowed to shout people out?
This is your show. You can do what you want.
I will shout out Jessie Smart. She is one of the main, like, creators and administrators of the Georgetown Palace and the Child's programs. And she's just outstanding. She's one of, like, she was born to teach kids and like help, and she's amazing. So
are you thinking that is kind of like what you want to do in the future moving forward? Do you think you want to be a teacher? Do you want to be an educator?
I mean, I don't know if I've always been like the most patient when it comes to kids. Like,
wait,
hear
are
me
you
out,
this
guys.
Guy? Are you
hear me
the
out,
exact
guys.
Words like, from the kid?
Ah.
I will never have children. Right. I don't even think I like them.
All right.
Okay, I will say they are expensive and uncontrollable. But here's the thing.
That is very true.
Right? Is
having
that
been
not
around
facts?
I mean, I'm going to have kids probably in the next year or so. I should probably get ready for it.
Are you telling on yourself, though?
Oh, my God.
Are you saying that you're uncontrollable?
I'm not saying that, like, when I was little, I didn't poop my pants like the rest of us. But, like, you know what I mean?
When we get older, we're going to poop our pants. So, hey, and
ready.
You know what? If you work for this guy, you might poop your pants on the job one day.
I can honestly tell you, though, this one did make it a little easier than I think most of them probably. Do sure. She's been independent pretty much since she was about 12. Does her own cooking, laundry, all that stuff. Just makes my life easy. Right. So I'm not going to complain about her a whole lot, but I don't think I'm kind of hoping she actually performs before she teaches. So would rather her go give it a shot.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think the odds are in your favor or the odds are in your dad's favor?
Oh, I definitely want to perform before I teach, but I really like that I'm using the summer to keep dancing and doing theater and also spreading it in the community, because it isn't that big in Georgetown or in Austin, to be fair. There's like two major like industries, but other than that, it's not.
But that's the thing. It's a huge culture up in Boston, or I should say back east, like New York, Boston.
Yeah, the Northeastern. It's insane. It's everything there. Like Emerson, the college that I go to, is actually more known for their theater degrees than the sports degrees, because all of their sports are Division III. And then
but hockey's so big up there, like it collegiate
is.
Hockey's so huge. Like even Boston University's got a great
BU is up. Yeah, it's really
great
close.
Hockey team.
That's true. But yeah, there's a lot of sports games opportunities going on all the time. Like if you're not in classes or you have like a Friday off, you can get like student nines to the Red Sox games and stuff. Yeah, that was dope. A lot of sports opportunities.
So you've been to Fenway?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I love Fenway. The first time I went actually was with my dad. We went to the 100th anniversary. Yankees versus the Red Sox.
You guys get to see all the good stuff, man.
Oh, yeah.
Life is not horrible. You know? It's what you make of it.
It is, exactly. So a lot of people out there saying how bad life really is, man. But nah, man, you just
I will
make
be the first one to tell everyone, shut up. Make something of it.
Right. Don't go around being miserable.
You don't have to have anything to make something.
That's very true, man. You can make a memory just in 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. You can absolutely do that. Speaking of memories, what's probably the best memory that you guys have sports-wise?
Sports memory.
Sports. Wow. I guess best venue, or maybe of this year, what's the best place that you guys have gone this year? I mean, New York.
Oh, I know it's going to sound god-awful, but best probably the Krejci 100th or 1,000th game celebration in the Garden at Boston.
Mm. Nice.
That was amazing. Yeah.
And I hate to say anything about Boston's my favorite, right. But yeah.
The energy in that stadium, amazing.
It was actually, I mean, Jamie Benn had the same thing this year in Dallas. And our celebration, it didn't live up to I saw the Boston one 2 weeks before. I wish we had done it as well.
Captain comes back. Captain comes back Monday night.
He does, and I have a feeling there's going to be not fist of fury, but a lot of fury.
Yeah? You think it's going to – when we get
I loved his apology online where the stars and everybody else were apologizing for the fans and everything, and Jamie comes out with his apology saying, sorry, I didn't mean to fall on him and my stick brush his face. Saying basically, I'm doing it again. Yeah, let's go, Stone. You're going 100. Down.
I've never been – not many people are a fan of Stone anyways, man. So speaking of the Vegas Knights, probably within their first five – they've only been in the league 5 years, 4 years?
I think this is five.
This is their fifth season. He's probably one of the most hated for me. And it's not just because, you know, we played him in the finals or whatnot. I just don't like the Vegas Knights. Mm-hmm. I mean, I respect them. I think they're a great club, a great franchise. But they're a club that you like to hate. They're kind of like the Pittsburgh Penguins, in my opinion.
And they kind of do what the Penguins do. I have made it clear many times, and I think everybody that watches hockey would agree that the most important player on a hockey team is the goalie. They just continually get rid of good goalies, which I'll never understand. Yeah, same way the Penguins
Pittsburgh
do. I don't get it why these teams do it. They wonder, why are we not winning it now? Well, you're not winning it because you keep getting rid of the best damn guy on the team.
Right. And you saw that with Marc-Andre Fleury. He leaves Pittsburgh and goes out to Vegas. And, I mean, hell, man, he's exiting stage right as well, man.
Mm-hmm.
So
Fleury's been shipped around, which always weird because he's always been talked about as a good locker room guy as well, which obviously there's something different because he's a good goalie. And there's no reason that he's getting shipped around. And the goalie thing, I mean, people ask me this year is why do I not have Colorado Avalanche getting into the finals? Because they did this. They got rid of their damn goalie. You win the Stanley Cup, you get rid of your goalie? Okay. That's about as brilliant as your Capitals getting rid of their coach.
Yeah.
You know?
Trotz, we win the cup. Trotz takes off and goes to New York, goes to the Islanders.
You're
guess
done.
Guess what happens to the Islanders? Trajectory goes up. No-brainers.
Brilliance in the world, right?
So what's got to happen in Game 6 in order for Dallas to stay alive, guys?
The same exact thing that's been happening in Games 4 and 5.
Physical, skating well.
Shoot at the net.
It's
that simple. If you look at it, I mean, Roberts in the first.
I was going to say, we saw Robo start taking shots, and then he couldn't stop. He scored two.
I think he had 11.
Robo had five shots on goal for the first three games. He had 10 shots on goal in game four and scored two.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You shoot, you score.
Yeah. What? Who was it last night?
Delandria.
Delandria. He starts shooting, he starts scoring. He scored two yesterday, right?
Yes.
Insane. There's a great quote out there from Wayne Gretzky / Michael Scott that says you miss every opportunity or you miss every goal that you don't shoot.
Mm-hmm.
No. Or excuse me, you miss every shot that you don't take.
Yeah.
And not just Wayne Gretzky, but Michael Scott also.
And Michael Jordan said the same thing.
All the great ones
He said he's missed more shots than anyone.
You gotta put him up. You gotta shoot. You gotta put him up for sure, man.
And you got guys like Pavelski who, maybe not the case in his because it'd be wonderful if everybody was smart enough to stand in front of the goal and take all the goals. But nobody else is. So shoot and hit Pavelski and let him have them all. It doesn't matter. Just shoot the puck.
Right.
And they actually started doing it finally. It was nice. I mean, they had, they're not shooting for the first three games. I didn't understand it at all. So it was interesting to see them just finally start lighting it up.
Let's kind of travel out east and stay on the
pond. Oh, God.
Here.
Go to my loss?
Yeah. I mean, you don't have many.
Carolina Hurricanes kind of wiped me out this year.
This guy, so we come in and and Keenan's just like, man, kind of a little bit of a tough one last night, man. I had Miami, you know. You got any ways for me to kind of get back? I was like, well, the guy getting ready to come in usually doesn't lose with the ice.
Lost with the Hurricanes though. That was my preseason pick, 17-1 odds. But that's still 6 out of 9 in the last 9 years. So I'd be up $1,000 a year. That'd be $175,000 up, I think. I'm not gonna complain too much about that.
Yeah.
But I've always been amazed that people do I don't know how many guys. I know a lot of people listening to the show bet in show all the time
for this show.
But it always astounds me that if you did, and I'm not trying to tell anybody else not to bet because I don't think there's anything wrong with gambling. Right.
This guy just hit huge.
I'm just too afraid to do it myself because I'm kind of wimpy. But the
he just hit for 1,500.
Oh, there you go. But it's funny though, as you get the
TY.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
But I have the now I'm all lost.
Oh,
somebody's making all the money.
Yeah.
I bet twice a year. Two times a year, and you can. Sure. Be up a couple $100,000 in a few years. It seems to make more sense to me, but that's only because I guess I'm luckier than some in those picks. I'm not going to say it's all skill, but numbers are numbers.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. Like, this guy usually yells at me most of the time. He goes, man, you're betting with your heart. You're betting with your emotions. You say you're a numbers guy, but you let your emotions sneak in here and take the best of it, which is true.
Oh,
I kind of do. Like, it's hard not to, right? Because you want to go, your emotions. When you say you're betting on your emotions, right, or you're letting emotions get to you, it's the tendencies, right?
Yeah.
It's not the emotions, really. It's what you've seen in the past, right? That don't mean crap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I almost did it. Yeah.
That's right. I would have said the same thing you were about to say.
But it don't mean crap. Like, it really comes down to the numbers and what's going to be in the lineups coming up. Like, emotions and tendencies are kind of... You know, they go hand in hand, right?
Sure.
That's what really ties into your emotions, and you got to throw it out. If you want to be serious and make money, you got to kind of bet without any heart on a team.
Oh, for sure. No.
Like,
no.
And that's why I can never bet on the Longhorns, man. Like, so many people say, oh, I got money riding on the Longhorns. I can't. I got to stay away from it. I have to, man.
I got money on the Longhorns. Well, I love throwing away my money.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I was like, a lot of times in the last
But the guy outside makes, thousands on the Longhorns each year, each season. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
I just can't do it, man.
I mean, my big hit was Kansas, like 2021 national title.
So we got
that in the future in November.
We got a little bit of an update. So Ty didn't hit. Ty could have hit, but we have, the debacle kicked in last night because of White, and we'll talk a little bit about that on the other side. But I mean, my goodness, it's oh no, he's outside. We're good. Tom's looking around like, where is it?
Where's Ty? I don't see Ty around.
He's watching you. Gotcha. Right now.
Okay.
He's watching you. I got eyes everywhere, man.
He's in our hearts.
He's in our hearts.
Hearts and minds. Hearts
in our hearts and in our souls. There you go.
So the studio's been a little bit different since you've been in it. You know what I mean? There's kind of like been gutted out a little bit.
A little gutted out. I like that. Wallpaper torn off the walls. Oh, my. This place looks like third world.
It's a war zone. It's Ukraine.
Eastern Asia. Oh, come on.
What's going on here? So yeah, we definitely got to get some renovation going up, in the studio. But it's been a while since Tom and the kid have been in the studio. But yeah, it's a little bit different, man. But yeah, we're gonna take a bit of a break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about some NBA and some NHL. We're having a fun studio session right now with Tom and the kid. Got Keenan Womack in here, and we got Jack A. Farrell bringing you in and off these awesome.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The airwaves, it's the Wagner Wire.
Move it up, son. Word. Yeah. To all the and the $100 billers.
Yo, I drop the phone.
For real, who ain't got no feelings. Feelings.
Welcome back to the Wagner Wire, 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260, streaming live at hornetfm.com. Every hour brought to you by Audiovisual Consultations, 512-255-8678. For the past 32 years, they've been setting the standard in audiovisual automation in the Austin, Central Texas area. If you need to watch your Stanley Cup playoffs, if you need to watch your NBA playoffs, man, get it done with AV Consultations. Hit them up, 512-255-8678, and see what the guys can do for you today. Welcome back to the show. We got Jack bringing. What? Oh, you were on one today, dude.
Go B Rabbit. Go. It's 8 Mile.
I know what it is.
Okay. I thought you were asking what it was.
All my hip hop taste comes from 2K soundtracks, and this one was on 2K.
Have you ever 13. Seen 8 Mile?
No, I don't think I've seen it all the way through, but I know it's
the lack of faith that you have in me.
It's been a while. I mean, we know there's a few things you have musically that you like. We know that. You like the...
I haven't said them in 2 weeks,
well,
dude.
We didn't have a show last week.
I haven't said them in 3 weeks, dude. Okay. I've been really good. I have not said that.
What time is it? We still got 2.5 hours?
Stroke of
genius. An hour and a half?
Stroke of genius.
I thought your favorites were Pink and Mariah Carey.
I do like Pink. That's and Mariah can hit every octave on the piano. Am I wrong?
I don't know. That's just the funnest fact I've ever heard, man.
She can hit it all, man. She goes up every scale.
He likes Pink's hair and he likes Mariah's upper section. That's all. We're not talking about voices.
My eighth grade chorus teacher told me that Mariah Carey, or voice teacher, told me that Mariah Carey can hit every note, every octave on the piano. And I was like, well, that would be a really good goal for me to have as well.
I was about to say, do you know how many octaves you can hit on the piano?
I believe the high notes, but the low notes?
No.
She can go that low?
She hits them all, man. She can get there. She can get there. I don't know how many off the top of my head. I can probably more than five.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Who's superior, Celine Dion or Mariah Carey? Yeah. Think about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mariah Carey doesn't have a Broadway show yet, so I don't know. Celine Dion does, even though it's a drag show.
I'm going to have to say Mariah Carey.
Really?
Yeah. Off of that last statement. No. Also, the fact that Mariah Carey is American and Celine Dion's Canadian.
Okay. Wow.
That's emotion. Not stats.
That is all emotion. Good thing you're not a gambler at all.
It's not like you give picks out on the radio every week.
No, but I mean, come on. All right, My Heart Will Go On or Mariah Carey Christmas?
My Heart Will Go On.
Oh, no, I'm taking Mariah Carey Christmas.
I want to see Jack sing again.
Did you sing earlier?
Move over. Move over. Let him on the damn raft. The word that, all right, for as great of a director that James Cameron is, that is the biggest folly of all time in his career.
I'm so lost. What are you talking about?
The end of Titanic.
Oh, the end of Titanic.
Titanic?
You said Jack. I looked at that, Jack. Oh. Okay.
No, we really want Jack in there to die. We love Jack.
We got a lot going on.
Yeah, no, I've missed a lot.
We got different realms. So you're a little late to the show, but can you keep the audience, you know, abreast of what's going on with you here? What happened to you?
Yeah, didn't you win $1,500 last night?
We thought you did.
You
almost did.
Did you have your glasses on when you wrote that text?
I did not.
Everything.
I definitely didn't.
Everything had won. It was 5-leg parlay. You know who I am, how I am with my parlays. It's not smart, but I love them. It's addicting. You know, the $50 to win.
It's the payoff.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the payoff.
And so the
what makes it fun.
The first four legs had hit. I had Miami in the last game. I'm already up this week, so it wasn't like I need, sometimes, you know, on Sundays I'm sitting here and I'm like, I need this, Wags. You know, this is bad.
I got to pay the rent.
Yeah. it's not like that, but first four legs hit, and then Miami's last game, I'm sitting there, roller coaster of emotions. I don't know if you watched that game, but it was, you know, they were down 10, tied.
Sorry. That's
Jimmy Butler gets fouled. There's 3 seconds left.
Hits all three.
Yeah, and then my girlfriend, of course, was like, yeah, but they could still hit a shot here. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I just lost, but let's see how this goes now because you just jinxed it. But,
Did Derek White say that? Are you messing with
No, I'm not. I'm not messing with.
Are you guys still together?
Are you still together?
Jinx.
No kidding.
This isn't the first time this has happened. Wow.
Blow me soda.
Give me another rib.
Another one of these energy drinks.
I think she was upset because the Stars were in the parlay, and she hates the Stars because of a previous relationship. But she's from Nashville. She's a big
again. You let an emotion into this.
Oh, I know. Well, I didn't let the emotion into it. She did.
She did.
Exactly.
And she screwed the whole thing up.
And like, we got a vacation that I'm still paying her back for that's coming up soon. I was like, yeah, I could have probably paid you back the whole thing right there, you know? Like, so maybe you shouldn't have been rooting against me.
Was that a Vegas vacation?
No, it was Cabo. Cabo at the end of the summer.
She might be going by herself.
I've never been to Mexico.
Or she's not going at all.
But yeah, so I'm...
She paid for the trip. Yeah, she's
a little upset this morning. You know, a little sunburn, went on the boat yesterday. I got a wedding today. Got to go get a haircut. Got to get my beard trimmed.
I mean, but it's looking clean, though. I mean, you're
is
looking
it,
fresh.
Though?
Yeah.
The beard, no, it looks good.
The beard looks lush.
Fluff that bad boy up. Put some mousse in it. You're good to go.
You look like Paul McCartney in 1970.
Maybe I'm amazed at the way you love me all the time.
2-octave voice, people.
Well, maybe I'll save myself $100 and not go.
How many octaves are on the piano? 5? Is there 5? I'm looking at you like you're the genius. You're the expert.
I should know.
She doesn't read music, believe it or not. Her singing abilities and dancing abilities.
I'm a state champion music reader, Westlake Choir.
How about that?
So how many octaves are on the
piano? I think it's 8, right?
Yeah, there's 8, I think.
How do you guys know this?
I believe you.
I'm a state champion. The house.
They're smarter than we are.
I know.
It's
believe not that you guys hard, too. I believe you guys, too. Yeah, if you look at the piano.
Every good boy does fine.
I would have guessed 2, white and bass.
Yeah. What is going on? Every good boy. We have
talking
acronyms
about
here.
F-A-C-E, yeah. Face.
Talking
yes.
About reading
yes.
Music.
Now, that is Hold what, those. That's gotcha. The one I remember, face. That's the bars.
E-G-B-D-S.
The black ones. The black
bars. No, those
bars.
Are the white spots, the spaces on the sheet.
I can't play music to save my life, though. And I can't sing either, and I was in choir for like 10 years.
Well, you can't be taught to sing. You can only be taught breath control.
I was a bass.
Right?
I mean, they would always put the best 2 singers right next to me. I'd just try to have me like imitate them and drown me out, either one. I don't know.
They'd put people like the kid around. You'd just be like, all right, be more powerful than his voice.
Yeah,
take
maybe.
Over his
voice. Just lip sync it, Ty. Just lip sync.
Let her do the work.
Yeah, no, that might have been what was going on. I might have just been not aware of the situation.
All right, well, we got Tom and the kid in here for one more segment, man. So let's have a little bit more fun with this thing here before we have to send you guys off and, you know, you raise havoc and hell for your dad, and who knows what your dad does, you know, puts you through. So God knows. I mean, we all know what he puts through us through, but that's all. What's going on with you going out? We talked a little bit more about your summer plans with you going and. And teaching a little bit of the dance stuff up in Georgetown, man. What else you got going on? Yeah, you're starting your job and everything too, huh?
Yeah, choreographing this summer and just helping out Jesse. And then I'm planning on going to a couple concerts with some friends. Something that I got into in Boston is all the music venues that they have. So I'm a pretty profound concert girly now.
What's your favorite? You know, one thing that I haven't actually asked is your favorite show. Like your favorite show that you guys have gotten to go see. Like
that I've seen or my favorite show?
Well, both, actually, now that you're saying that.
Ooh, okay.
Because mine's Les Mis, but I've never seen
your
Les Mis.
Favorite
mine's
is Les
Mis by far. Yeah. By far. Big Les Mis
right
guy.
Now?
Stars, Javert.
Goes crazy.
Les Mis.
Wait, so do you like Hugh Jackman?
No.
I could sing.
If
he played Stars, I'd sing it right now.
Really?
I like.
Damn, yes.
I love. Well, I liked. He was. People didn't like.
The movie.
No, it was. It wasn't Hugh Jackman as Javert. It was Russell Crowe.
You're right.
And people really didn't like Russell Crowe in the movie, and I loved him.
Everyone hated him.
And I learned all of Javert's songs based off that. I saw it on Broadway. My friend, I can pull up some funny texts. He's actually in London.
Can you sing Bring Him Home?
I can sing Stars. Yeah, here we go.
Oh, boy. Jack, you're really...
No, no, play Stars. Play Stars. Oh, this is his. Another day, another destiny. Into Calvary. Turn up a little bit. These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time, one day more. Play Stars, though. Play Stars. I don't want to sing it with you, Jack.
Jack coming in. You guys.
Les Mis goes crazy, dude. So good.
Thank you, kid. This is what you've inspired here.
It's a spring.
No, it is great. I'm glad that I didn't know Jack.
What's funny is you asked the favorite. It is not even on the list.
I just love spreading the joy of theater to those around me. So
I was a theater kid back in my day. I was in
West Side Story, the Newsies.
Wow.
You kind of look like a Newsie. Sorry.
Mark the tape. That's a sounder. So what is your favorite?
My favorite musical is The Last 5 Years by Jason Robert Brown. I have a quote from it tattooed on my body.
Yeah, she has. I know. She's
fine. It's pretty crazy. It's a quote that says, take a breath, take a step, take a chance, take your time.
That's pretty.
It's pretty cool. Impactful. But that's my favorite musical of we've seen. We recently just got to see Sweeney Todd on Broadway, the revival with Josh Groban. And it was amazing. It was amazing. I also love the movie because Johnny Depp. sorry, but I like Johnny Depp. Controversial opinion, I feel like now, but I do.
The kid knows my favorite show because every year at Christmas, on Christmas night at 8 o'clock, we're in New York City at the Gershwin Theater in the front row for me to see Wicked.
Wicked.
No,
every year, Christmas night, 8 o'clock.
No, you guys don't understand. I wake up some mornings and I can hear upstairs, it's like, he's just up there. He's just screaming. he is going for it. And I wake up and I'm like, beautiful life.
I thought that she got it all from Cece, but I guess she gets it from you.
Oh, no, I can't sing at all. She has to hear the most god-awful howling dog sound in the history of the world.
I get the technique from my mom and I get the passion from my dad.
I could do stage, but it's got to be spoken voice. No singing, trust me.
All straight plays, huh?
Woo. Yeah, very straight.
No, you can sing. If we played Wicked, he would sing. Just sang.
Yeah. I didn't realize
that should be the next AV Consultations promo. It's just play off Wicked.
Just Tom singing.
We just sing.
A Wicked tune in the background. Yeah. Yes,
or just you or I just doing like a little bit of lines, and then just Tom just all of a sudden just belting out Wicked in the background.
Yes.
By the way, I love the
direction the show is going. This is really amazing.
Therein lies the beauty of the show. No direction. we just—it's a shotgun. We just go anywhere. We do have a rundown that we've
printed off. There's a few mainstay topics.
We never even talk about the rundown. Like we had the rundown that's printed out. Like I didn't even bring it in here. It's printed out, but
I was wondering. I was like, this man doesn't have any. Jack
has an idea what's supposed to be happening. So he's behind the glass over there going, you guys have totally lost me. I don't even like you anymore.
Seriously, he is the ship, the ship steerer. You got to say that slow. You have to say that slow
absolutely.
So it comes out right.
Absolutely.
He's
all
the
I
ship
do is make sure we
steerer.
Hit the brakes at the right time. That's it.
Like we give him a list of, hey, here's where we might go. I can't tell you we're actually going to hit it or not. You know, you have a list of ideas, but
hey, this show gave me a lot of confidence though on the mic. Gave me my first opportunity really to.
Thank you. I'm glad that I'm giving back to the community.
And now you can hear me every day. So if you don't like me, too bad.
You know what?
By the way, I'm going to go one before. Cause I know we're probably not too long off before.
We're about there.
We're going to be heading out. But I'm going to let Ty know just one for the books on the numbers.
Where the hell did Keenan go?
He'll be back. Keenan's he's probably hiding in the other room over here. Not sure. He took off on it. Going into last night, there you had 7 games between Vegas and Dallas this year. 5 went into overtime.
Overtime.
Yeah, is looking real, real, real good in this in game 6 here, and I would put nothing against. Jake is 100%. You can see in his attitude. You see in his face. We knew him when he was here. When he looks the way that he looked the last 2 games, I don't think he's going to lose another game. I really don't. Jake Ottinger is dead on fire. And he'll still, just like Bobrovsky for Florida,
he's playing hot right now, Bobby.
It's just they're playing. It's a game they've never seen before. I have never – stats will tell you neither one of those guys are this good. Mm-hmm. Jake was playing below his stats until the last 2 games.
And even at the height of Columbus, Bobrovsky was not this good.
Bobrovsky has never been close to this good. Never close. And to see him doing – but I did know he was going to be better than Lyons. And when they were down 2-0 against Boston and you had asked me, is Boston going to sweep? I said, I have a feeling they will unless they put in Bobrovsky.
You did?
I cannot believe that that sucker, and I'm going to use, I wanted We're to good. Say so many other words, hasn't lost. And the guy just can't lose, and it's just irritating. Very irritating.
I got chills. I remember you telling me that. Like actually,
when you have veteran goalies.
When you said that, I was just like, no way in hell they put him in.
Well, when you have goalies like Hill or Bobrovsky who managed to rest basically half the season because they weren't playing,
right?
So they're the most rested players in the playoffs. So Jake Ottinger played more games than anybody. So to see what he was going through and to see his face and see everything else, I wish I could have been there to talk to him because I would have told me even more. But after the game when Jamie got kicked out and everything else for lightly touching that guy on the cheek with his stick, you know, which was a ridiculous two-game suspension.
It's funny how
he just barely touched him. Here, let me touch you, and we're going to suspend you, Jamie Benn.
It's funny how we back up our
yeah, there's no heart, there's no heart going into this at all right now.
But it was astounding, though.
I'm not a Tom Wilson fan at all, either.
Yeah. it was amazing, though, to sit here and watch how Jake's mindset, you know, he had it pulled from that game. Sitting on the bench, you could actually see it, where his face was changing.
Right.
And he just went into the moat, and he's been there since. I don't think he's going to come out. I don't think he's talking to anybody at all. He's not doing interviews. He's basically just in the zone, and he isn't going to come out of it. And I think that's going to stay. He did that here. He did that in Dallas at the beginning. He's done that over his career all the way through college. So it'll be interesting to see if it sticks. If it does, I would be afraid of him.
Game 6, Monday night, and you guys are going to be there live and in color, huh?
Center ice, baby. The Stars hooked us up again.
BK's going to make the trek too, man.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be.
Very loud with Miss Cecilia sitting next to me. The wife is very loud during hockey games, and she's a wonderful fan to have around you. The kid not being there, BK will actually get – he kind of goes into himself more like I do.
He does. He takes it in.
I get into the game.
BK does stats in his head while the game's going down. You know what I mean? Be like, actually, that's off. That scoreboard's off. They should have like 27 shots instead of 22. You know? Like that is BK.
That's the opposite of me. I'm trying to get the people around me fired up.
All right. We got to get out of here and take a break. When we come back, we'll have more NBA and NHL stuff. That's Tom McKay and the Kid. And remember, you can find all of these segments on our podcast on Spotify and on Megaphone and SoundCloud as well. It's the Wagner Wire, 1049, 1019, AM 1260. Stream it live at hornfm.com. Welcome back to the Wagner Wire. Yeah, man, we're kind of touching all echelons of music here, huh?
To mix it up.
Yeah, I like that, man. I like a mixtape. Speaking of good mixtapes, you know what was good? Good soundtrack, Guardians of the Galaxy 3. You know, say what you will about Peter Gunn, but man, he can put a movie together, dude. And you guys haven't seen it, right? I'm not going to spoil anything, but
I've never watched like many of the Marvel, any of those kind of.
I mean,
Guardians of the Galaxy.
You know, if you know the comics, you know how they're going to go. You know what I mean?
I don't, but I don't. I never read the comics.
I'm a nerd. So.
Oh no, I'm not. I'm not saying I'm better than you. Because
oh
I
no,
haven't.
I know that. I'm saying that I'm a nerd.
Oh no, that's cool. Me too. Yeah, man.
I mean, I'm a video game nerd, sports nerd.
That I'm a nerd with that as well.
Hell, I think
no
I.
Question.
I think I collected, you know, Upper Deck cards and score cards until I was 14, and then you know, my girlfriend's just like, "What are you doing?
What are you doing with that? Like, still have that stuff?"
I'm gonna turn all this in to get a car.
No, you're not. It's gonna be in your basement. Dust for like 25 years. It's not gonna be worth anything.
Did you have a card collection growing up?
Oh yeah. So like, it's funny that this came up now because like I was talking with my friends about this the other day. I Googled. I was just curious. I was like, all right, what are like Pokemon cards worth, right? Because I grew up on Pokemon cards. So yeah, okay. I was a big Pokemon kid, right? Born in '93.
I want to hear your, because I'm going to give you my take after.
Yeah. So I had some like pretty nice cards, like apparently pretty rare ones.
Can you give me your experience of going to the store and getting your cards?
Sure, yeah. Oh, yeah. Walking in there and just grabbing a couple packs off the wall.
You got a crappy grin already right now. Absolutely. Like, I'm seeing your excitement.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like I'm trying to think of the equivalent as an adult. Like, what's the equivalent of that? I don't really think there is one.
For me, it's gaming. For me,
fair enough.
But when I'm asking you this, because I didn't have this experience, yeah. Right? My experience was taking my kid there. I think we're 10 years in age in difference. I think
I'm 29.
Okay, so I'm 42.
Okay,
so I would take my kid there to get Pokemon cards, right? Because I had left childhood at that time. Sure. They weren't there. Like, we had Garbage Pail Kids and stuff like that. We didn't have Pokemon. Like, we didn't have stuff of value, cool things of value that could take value.
Even, like, sports cards were in?
We had Tops and Score and Upper Deck and stuff like that. But that was our Pokemon. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
The value for baseball cards had still been there, but you, like, literally had to go, like, to a Burton's, you know, card store, sure. Collecting store.
Yeah, yeah, or, no, or it wasn't as collection. Accessible. You can just buy it at the gas station or whatever.
Exactly. You had to go to like a novelty shop. But now, like, I remember taking my kid in there, or we would go just like to the Target or whatnot, just so he could get his packs, right? And he'd be sitting there like, it would be a methodical
100%
decision on which pack he was going to buy. You know, even though you can't see which cards are in the pack.
I know.
But he's just like,
always. You're like, I know this is going to be the best one right here. And this is going to be the pack.
And he would take packs from the bottom and he would put packs and I'd be like, smart. Now why this one, bud? He goes, this is where they set it. This is where they don't want to put the big cards in the front deck.
Yeah, of course.
And so we would be there for probably like 10, 15 minutes of him just getting cards to the point where, I mean, Jesus.
Just, all right, dog, come on.
Do you want them all? I'll buy them all at this point. You know what I mean?
I'll do whatever. I want to go home.
Could you try and teach him, you know, restraints and like, sure. You know, and kind of having a little bit of discipline where you only have like, you know, two.
Yeah, you don't buy, you don't get whatever you want all the time. Yeah.
But I mean, just the excitement. And then him, you know, trying to say, all right, you have your packs. You got to wait until you get home so you don't, you know, lose your cards in the car or whatnot.
Right.
And then you hear the wrestling. The crinkling of the cards. You'd be like, dude.
Don't do it, bud.
Dude.
Don't do it.
I just wanted to see what the corner was, what the corner of the card was.
This is my one of my favorite things recently. I was over at my fiance's brother's house, and I was with my, like, you know, like my niece and nephews, and I was leaving, and it was probably like 8 o'clock at night, and they're like starting to go to bed, and the 4-year-old runs over and he grabs his giant pack of Oreos and he like pulls them off the counter and he just opens them, and his mom, so my soon-to-be sister-in-law, runs over and grabs them, and she's like, what are you doing, honey? And he goes, I just wanted to look at them. I'm sure you just wanted to look at them, dude.
The picture wasn't good enough. I had to see it in real life. I had to pull that plastic back.
I just thought that was the funniest lie ever for a little kid.
Just wanted to sniff.
Just wanted to look at them. Dude, little kids are the greatest.
So, I mean, you say exactly what's on your mind.
That's what I love about it. It's just so funny.
100%. It's honesty, and you know, sometimes, like, sometimes they can hurt your feelings.
Sure,
you know?
Oh, for sure. Well, it's like that Louis C.K. bit where he's like, you know, kids aren't Machiavellian when they lie. They lie because they're scared or they're going to get in trouble. It's not like he's like, you know, there's not like 6-year-old kids who are like, you should have heard what my teacher said about you, man. Right? Starting rumors and stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. No, like the stem of that lie that came there was that the initial shock was, oh, mom caught me with the cookies.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, 100%. You're like, no, me, no.
I'm just
cookies, no, yeah.
It's just, but it takes me back
to my kid. I just wanted to look at them.
You know, trying to see, I just wanted to see the corner.
I just wanted to look at them.
You're not going to see the corner. You're going to pull the entire pack out. But no, that was, and then I remember him going through the process of trading these, you know, I don't even know what you call them, the Pikachus and...
Yeah.
I mean,
there's like a thousand of them now.
But I mean, like the, you know how you would get like the crazy bedazzled cards or whatnot?
Yeah.
Like the reflector cards.
The holographic.
Yeah,
man,
look at this one. I got it. And then from there, it would be like, all right, well, now we got to go put it in the case.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So taught him.
I remember.
Taught him how to, you know, keep care of his valued property, I guess.
We had a card that I Googled that is worth like $50,000. And we just lost it. Yeah. As a kid, I literally had a 50 cent or a $50,000 Pokemon
card. Red
Bull
coming out.
I saw that. Saw that you had a little Red Bull incident over there.
You had a...
That now, if
you
I
had
it now,
for a 50,000, a card value of 50,000.
If I had it now, and it was in mint condition, it would be worth like $50,000. Yeah.
There's cards out there that have
Dog,
that much value.
There are cards, dude.
Are you?
I was
real?
Reading about it, dude. I was reading about it. There's
that
cards
real?
That are worth like $5 million.
With me?
No, there are cards that are worth
high.
Like they're like Pokemon cards are worth like $5 million. I swear to God, look it up, dude. Google it. Google
you
most
the,
expensive Pokemon cards.
How do they get this value? How do they get this value?
Just what people will pay for.
Look at
them,
this.
Man.
I had a rookie 2002 Tom Brady card.
That's pretty cool.
He lost a Tom Brady card. This dude lost a Tom Brady card. That's brutal, dude. That sucks.
That makes
though.
Me hurt for humanity.
That
man.
Does, man. That do you know? I wonder how much that would be worth. A TB
rookie Tom Brady. I had a friend who had some version of a Tom Brady rookie card. It wasn't like the best, highest quality version or whatever. He sold it for $22,000.
Jesus.
Yeah. $22,000. My buddy.
That's why people get into these cards right now.
Yeah.
That's why.
Part of it's like, it can be like a collector's thing.
I got you.
You know, give me a collector's thing.
But also, like, you know, during the pandemic, like, people started getting in the cards a lot.
What did you do during the pandemic?
What did I do? We'll talk about that.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good.
What did you do? You look at me like
I create. I'm wondering what a sports station did during the pandemic.
Oh,
with
we'll
no
talk
sports.
About that.
Yeah.
A lot of Korean League baseball.
Oh, really?
All right, it's that more Wagner Wire on the other side, man. Don't go nowhere.